This is CPR News in KRCC. I'm Stina Sieg in Grand Junction. Colorado politicians across the political spectrum are reacting to news of the guilty verdict against former President Donald Trump. CPR's Megan Verlee has more.
The head of Colorado's Republican Party dismissed the verdict and the trial that preceded it as rigged and disgraceful. GOP Chair Dave Williams said the legal system is being weaponized against Trump. Republican Congresswoman Lauren Boebert tweeted out two words, election interference. Colorado Democrats, unsurprisingly, have the opposite take. Congresswoman Diana DeGette said the ruling ensures no one can exploit the legal system for personal gain. Governor Jared Polis tweeted that the convictions show the former president lacks the moral capacity to lead the country. I'm Megan Verlee, CPR News.
A Colorado eighth grader placed fifth last night in the Scripps National Spelling Bee. Aditi Muthukumar of Westminster went out on the word Lillooet, the name of a First Nations people in British Columbia.
L-I-L-L-O-W-E-T, Lillooet.
I'm sorry, Lillooet is spelled L-I-L-L-O-O-E-T.
Okay.
The winner was Bruhat Soma of St. Petersburg, Florida. The competition began earlier this week with 245 spellers. And the state is putting more resources into the well-being of pets and other domestic animals. A new law sets up the Division of Animal Welfare in the Department of Agriculture. It'll oversee enforcement of animal cruelty laws, as well as licensing and inspection of pet stores, rescues, and shelters. The new law also comes with a $200,000 grant program to help equine welfare agencies in particular. And this is CPR News and KRCC. For Denver and the Springs today, highs in the mid-70s. It's 7:06.